Concert programmes with some historical span are hardly unusual by now, but at the heart of Homburger Guy are significant careers in musics that span a semi-bewildering gamut from Baroque and early music all the way to the wiggiest, freest jazz and improv. Tomorrow night in Dublin, fans will get a chance to hear some of that range when the husband and wife duo play as part of Ergodos Collective's new series of concerts at the Little Museum of Dublin. Prior to that, I went to visit Homburger and Guy in the cottage the pair have restored for themselves in rural Kilkenny as they packed their bags to fly home to Switzerland in preparation for a concert in Warsaw the next night. Yep, that's the way it works with Homburger Guy.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, etc. My very early days were just a really good school brass band, really. In our school, we played arrangements of all sorts of music, anything from Beethoven through to Duke Ellington, you know. We just had one of those maths teachers who also played the clarinet, who also wrote parts for us and also ran the band. So we started playing all different types of music before we knew what we were, what different types of music was, in a way. And then we had a jazz band at the side, so that was Dixieland and New Orleans stuff, then to Benny Goodman, etc., etc. So there's a kind of a progression here. Well, I had a one-string skiffle bass, you know, T-chest with a broomstick, which thumped along. It seemed to be all right for most of the guys in the band. But then I'd seen double basses with four strings, so I said to my mum and dad, can I have a bass with four strings, please? Got fed up with this one-string job. So I used to walk around with a little cardboard thing under the strings to tell me which notes to play. So progress, finally took lessons and went to the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. But in the previous to that, I was with working with the architects, so it was Jekyll and Hyde life in a way. But that by going to the Guildhall School of Music, then a whole chapter opened. You know, every possibility of music seemed to be ahead of me, and that's where I got terribly interested in contemporary music. And I suppose the rest is history. You know, the jazz continued, and there was the strand continued whilst I was learning about Xenakis and Webern, Beethoven and Mozart, Monteverdi, etc. We had our free jazz improvisations. We just got on with playing and playing in places where we were allowed to play, which were mostly top rooms of pubs and the Little Theatre Club, which was very famous in London, or became very famous for a particular type of musical activity, i.e. the free improvised music. At the time, one had really no idea where we were heading, except we were heading in a direction sort of tangential to American jazz, the American jazz, that most people understand as being the real jazz. But we were discarding certain notions of regular chord sequences or regular time playing, etc., to research communication with each other and build a language which was appropriate.
You were also interested in the social possibilities of improvisation, what it meant.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's natural. You wouldn't be able to play the improvised music if you didn't have some kind of social responsibility or understanding about what is important for the progress of the music, and also it's the goodwill between the players was terribly important. So you had to have humility, but also ego at the same time. It's a strange balance, but if you stick with it, sometimes the keys are unlocked.
My background is very, very traditional, as one does. One starts with Handel and Telemann sonatas and, you know, it goes into classical music, romantic music. So I studied, you know, made my studies, did a soloist diploma in Switzerland, and was a member of a Camerata Bern, a really lovely chamber orchestra. But I got really, really fed up because stylistically I wanted more, you know, to learn more about the Baroque violin by real fantastic chance. Did one tour with Academy of Ancient Music in 88, and that's when I met Barry. And that's when my life musically changed completely, because I had absolutely knowledge of traditional jazz or new jazz or whatever. And I had a few prejudices about modern music because we had done a few, and it wasn't my thing up till then. In 91, also when we started our label, I recorded the Telemann Solo Fantasies on a CD. And the interesting thing was that lots of the jazz people loved the solo playing, the Baroque solo playing. They also love Bach. They love, lots also the Bieber sonatas. But the Telemann sort of triggered quite a lot of interest amongst the jazz scene. So suddenly I got this call from, it was actually a jazz festival, Rive de Gier in France, south of France. And he said, would you come and play Telemann at our festival? And I said, are you sure you got the right person here? Telemann in a jazz festival. He said, yes, we love the solo fantasies and they're so free and improvisational. We would like that. And then I said, I would love to do it, but I basically would rather do it in a combination with Barry, so we do a mixture, because I really didn't feel like coming to jazz audience and do only Telemann solo. So that's what we did. It was the start of our duo.
Maya's playing of, for instance, of Baroque music now, I think she has acknowledged that the way she approaches playing solo pieces, there has been some spin-off from listening to the improvised music, the way that the music can, the rhetoric of the music, the way it can develop and the way it can flow. But when I play Baroque music, I like to also find the freedom within the music rather than thinking it's a kind of a museum piece. It's a live music. And certainly when we play the music of Bach, as we did just the other day with the Camerata Kilkenny, the music is so astonishingly beautiful and melodic and interesting harmonically, and it involves us all. To every part of our bodies are involved in the making of this music, and I think if you're going to play any music, that's whether it's improvisation or whether it's going to be, in this case, Bach, you have to give every single ounce of your being.
Barry Guy and Maya Homburg are there, and that Dublin concert is tomorrow night at the Little Museum of Dublin at 7 p.m. And the concert is part of a series run by Ergodos at the venue, with monthly gigs in an eclectic vein into the new year. Ergodos.ie for more.